glad you're here. Fellowship's sweeter, knowing you're near. It's so good to see you. I hope that it's fair. Everyone loves you.
Reading from Matthew chapter 7, verse 21. Not everyone who says to me, Lord, Lord, will enter the kingdom of heaven, but only he who does the will of my Father who is in heaven. O magnify the Lord with me. Let us exalt his name together. It is Tuesday, Testimony Tuesday, February 27th, 2024. And listening friend, there's a lot of energy in this room. In fact, you know my beloved friend Bernie Lutschman, and as you know, his daughter Ani works for their ministry now. She's going into her first month. She survived and lives to tell about it. But also this past weekend, Friday and Saturday, we had a very gifted speaker, Jay Payleitner. I had him on about a year ago, I think after an Iron Sharpens Iron men's conference. He's written over 30 books, been featured on Focus on the Family, prolific author, gifted speaker, follower of Jesus, a father, grandfather, loves the Lord, lots of energy. So we've had some high-octane time together, and I appreciate both Bernie and Jay and their ministry work. And so Jay was in recently for the BMIC, the Businessmen in Christ retreat, and did a fabulous job, had a number of topics. But what we're going to talk about today, and I know this will fit into your life because we all have a bucket list. We all think about things. We've seen that movie. We talk about it. What's on your bucket list? What do you want to accomplish? Well, Jay thought about that. He pondered about it, and God put on his heart, I want to take people a step further. So I'm not going to say too much more about it. I'm going to let him explain the new book, one of the new books that he has out. But I want you to be thinking about what's on your bucket list. And Bernie, what else do you want to say about Jake?
You know, after listening to the sessions that he had at the men's retreat and the feedback that I got from the other men, because I know what I think, the feedback was that he spoke directly to the hearts of men. You heard the questions and answers because you were there, and some of the feedback. But individually, I went up to a few guys afterwards. They're like, this was the best one for a long time. Mm-hmm. And they can remember. He spoke directly to my heart, my issue. We came in here looking for answers, and we found it. Especially the last session, conflict resolution, where you were shooting those four factors. Mm-hmm. Man, that blew people away.
Wow.
And you, Friday night, you told me that you had three talks in one on the second session, fathers, grandfathers, and husbands. All of that meshed, and Pastor Stan Summers, he was very impressed. He said there was a lot of wisdom here. And when I contacted him to do the devotional, the opening devotional, he was in Mexico. And he said, guess what book I'm reading? What if God wrote it to your bucket list? So we're going to talk about that. So Jay is a consummate speaker. He's a great guy. I've seen him around Iron Sharpens Iron for many years, but it's the first time I got to interact with him personally, and I'm even more impressed.
Well, enough, guys. Holy
no,
cow.
No, one more thing. What I was impressed with, because this was open forum for a little period of time, and what was asked was, what's going to be your takeaway from the weekend? And three or four people I know right before you got to speak were the one gentleman, and there was a number of comments, but he said, when you presented the I love you, it'll be okay, we'll get through this together. And I remember you addressing that in an Iron Sharpens Iron men's conference, but that was one of the huge takeaways. But thank you for joining us for today, the Testimony Tuesday edition. And you talked about bucket lists, so I want to have you launch into that.
Boy, I just got to give some context for I love you, it'll be okay, we'll get through this together. And I love saying that and have men repeat it. And then I give them times when you do that. When your kids mess up, dads, when your kids mess up, they need to know they can come to dad, and dad makes it better. Your attitude needs to be, and they need to know, I love you, it'll be okay, we'll get through this together, whether they wreck the car or dropping out of school or are stuck in jail or break mom's vase, that kind of thing. Okay.
And what's important, too, you build that currency so later on when those mistakes happen, they're comfortable enough to bring it to you. And that was the conviction that I was receiving. Have I sometimes been like the examples you gave? You get mad and, of course, a kid's going to spill his milk or drop the plate of food on the floor and you get angry. But you don't want to be.
Because the challenges and problems and damage is much severe later on. So when your little kid spills the milk, I love you, it'll be okay, we'll get through this together. And then they'll come to you later when the troubles get harder.
Because you said they already know they messed up. So you don't need to reinforce that and shame them into it. I mean, they already know.
Well, we're exactly on track here. I love talking to dads. I love talking to men, lifting them up. challenging them. And we did that this weekend, of course, for Businessmen in Christ here in Springfield. What a great organization. Boy, the guys on there, they were locked in. Mm-hmm. What a tremendous organization. Okay. Well, one of my talks over the weekend was the idea of a bucket list. Mm-hmm. And boy, your listeners, they got their bucket list items, and that might be swimming with dolphins or going hot air balloon riding or maybe paying off your mortgage. That's on your bucket list. On my bucket list was the Cubs winning the World Series, so I'm going to check that off. But wait a second now. All those wonderful things, and God says, yeah, God's on the Cubs team. I know that. And God wants you to have fun and enjoy life, swim with dolphins. But really, are those really on God's bucket list? Mm. And so that was this amazing book that I just happened to stumble across and I wrote. And it was such a privilege to present this. Because the question is, what if God, and that's the title of the book, what if God wrote your bucket list? Mark, we could go into a deep dive in your life, in the kind of things that are on your bucket list. You have something on your bucket list that you were telling me about.
Yeah, well, when you had us share with people, and we spent some time sharing what would be on our bucket list if God was helping it, and it's the First Lady Ministry, and it's ministering to pastors' wives, encouraging them, equipping them, and empowering them. And I had the idea about 3 years ago, and I was praying up the timing and how it would come together, and it's all coming together. In fact, on April 2nd, we'll be launching it. I think I have the first 6 months of speakers, but it's to pour into pastors' wives. And I thought, as you were talking, I said, this would be something that God would have for me or for others to be a part of. And yet I had my other things, but I thought, what would God really endorse and embrace?
Mark, I'm going to give you a little plot twist now. Mm. That sounds like an awesome ministry to pastors' wives. Tough, really a tough job to do. But think about this for a second. There are things on our bucket list as Americans we're going to do. We're going to volunteer in a soup kitchen. We're going to go on a short-term mission trip. We're going to you know, go look up at the Sistine Chapel or chaperone at a church youth event. Those are all things to do. And even your event for pastors' wives to help them out. That's awesome. And that is very likely on God's bucket list. Mm-hmm. But listen to me now. This is a hard thought.
Press into me.
If God is not in it, if you don't have God's purpose, if you're not listening to the Holy Spirit, if you are not in Scripture and in doing it for the right reasons, you might be doing this for the glory of Mark and his radio ministry. Mm-hmm. That kind of thing.
Right.
So even that event, as wonderful as it is, you need to put God first. Now, I'm preaching at you. I am not a preacher or a theologian or a psychologist. The thought would be, really, I'm just a beggar who found bread. This is what kind of works. You got to have God in your life first. That's your first priority. And understand who he is and understand that there's evil in the world. And from there, then you can go do great things. That's how you go do great things. And in the book, I'm just going to keep going here if I can, Mark.
Yep.
Thanks for letting me get on my roll here. But in the book, I tell stories, and that's, you know, parables, just like as if I'm like Jesus. I am not like Jesus, but I tell parables, I tell stories, and really the first one I tell, and I told it over the weekend, was imagine a 10-year-old Jay Payleitner here. That's me, Jay Payleitner, 10-year-old Jay, going to visit on a camping trip with mom and dad down to Albuquerque, New Mexico, driving from east to west from the Chicago area. And then on the way home, we're driving from west to east. Mm-hmm. It's a camping trip. Not a pop-up camper, a real tent on real ground. Okay, so we leave Albuquerque driving west to east, and it's a beautiful day, and we come to a line of thunderstorms, and we drive through this horrendous slashing rain, come out the other side, and it was nice, sunny on the other side, and we go set up our tent. And what happened overnight? That storm came through, trashed us. We pack up a wet tent, try to get a fire going for breakfast. Anyway, okay. So then the next day we're driving from west to east again. It's a beautiful morning. And then we come to a line of thunderstorms. Mark, it's the same line of thunderstorms. So we drive through it. We get to the other side. It's a nice day. But now we're unpacking, setting up a wet tent. And you know that anybody who's been camping knows what I'm talking about. Well, 5 days in a row, we did that. From a nice sunny morning, drive through the rain, and then the rain comes overnight every one of those nights, and you barely sleep, and it's terrible. And I totally remember my mom, at one point, we were coming up to the line of thunderstorms, and my mom says, Kenny, that's my dad's name, Kenny, Maybe we should stop before the thunderstorms. Oh, no. He says we got to get through the... All right. So
what's we're on a schedule. We got to get out of here.
Right. Okay. Yeah. Here's the point to this, is that one of those nights, I think it was the fourth night, was a Sunday morning, and my mom and dad, it was in their heart and soul to get their kids to church every Sunday. Mm-hmm. And up until that point, it's like, okay, I got it. You know, 10-year-old Jay, I didn't care. But that morning, the desire that my folks had, we pulled up to a church. We found a little church, pulled up when the last service was getting out. So we still walked in. We still went in, kind of sat in the back pews for 6 or 8 minutes. But that was more, that God in that moment was more real to 10-year-old Jay Payleitner than it was ever before, because I had seen God's power for several nights in a row. Mm-hmm. It was my mom and dad's conviction how important this was to honor who God was. So here's the point. At some point in all our lives, we need to come to that realization that God needs to be our foundation.
Mm-hmm.
Because, gentlemen, ladies, anyone listening, Matthew chapter 7, the rains will come down, the streams will rise, and the winds will blow and beat against that house, yet it won't fall.
Mm.
What? If it's on the foundation right. of God. So on God's bucket list for everybody listening today, is to understand really that God needs to be your foundation for all your events that we're holding, for this radio station, for my life and my family. Otherwise, it doesn't mean squat. It's meaningless unless you're on that foundation. Are you buying into this, Mark?
I'm all in. And I love that example as a child when God became beyond real. He became personal because you kind of felt him, sensed him. And that was a morning where you, in a sense, surrendered to him. God, you are awesome.
Yeah. From a theological standpoint, I'm not sure what you would call that, but it's that realization. Mm-hmm. There is a God, and I'm not him. Another story or two from the book. We got time for that? Well, when I tell the story, you were there. You were at the BMIC meeting, and I throw up on the screen words. One was drive through the storm. Just a few words. And then the next one that I threw up there was get conned at the county fair.
Mm-hmm.
So up at Kane County, is this Sangamon County I'm in here now? Is it? Okay. Is there a Sangamon County Fair and a state fair? Okay, I'm at the Kane County Fair, and 16-year-old Jay, I'm short. 16-year-old Jay was with his girlfriend, Sally, who was 4 inches taller than him. And we're walking down the midway, and you can picture a gravel midway with booths on it. And one of the carnies, who, by the way, is there to get as much money out of my pocket as possible.
Right.
And everybody walking by. That's his job. And I honor that. That's his job.
Yeah.
Okay, I honor that. What is that? I'm sorry.
It is his job.
Thank you, Bernie. So he fluttered a little card to the ground. And because I'm a nice young man, I pick it up, and it was for a free game. A free game.
Wow,
a free game. So I'll make this story as short as possible. He gave me some darts. I threw them in the dartboard, and he goes, he added them up real quick, and he goes, oh, you have 75 points. And as soon as you get to 100 points, you get this boom box. This is back in the 70s.
Yeah, yeah.
You get a boom box or a giant stuffed rabbit to give to your lovely girlfriend here. So I'm going, I've already got 75 points. I haven't spent a nickel yet. So I went again, and I got 8 more points. Oh, it's wonderful. Bottom line is I had 14 bucks in my pocket. Mark, I had 14 bucks in my pocket. Guess how much he got.
Yeah.
Guess.
All 14.
He got all 14 bucks. And I walked away without a boombox, without a rabbit. And Sally was going, stop the whole time. So listen to your girlfriends and wives, guys. But what a lesson. I mean, 14 bucks is a pretty cheap lesson. If I learned in that moment that bad dudes exist, and I need to stay away from things like lotteries and gambling casinos, because that's a losing proposition, guys.
Yeah, those get rich quick.
Right. Those get rich quick schemes. Right.
Yeah, that one.
Yeah. Oh, they always work. Yeah. I think Bernie got conned the other day from one, didn't you?
Yeah.
No. Okay. Well, again, all that to say, there's so much scripture that applies to this. And let me go to Matthew chapter 24. False messiahs and false prophets will appear and perform great signs and wonders to deceive. 16-year-old kids and even adults, anybody listen today, will deceive. If possible, even God's chosen ones. False messiahs will, even if you are chosen by God, Satan is chomping at the bit to deceive you. So there is evil in the world. So what have we learned? We've learned that to build a foundation on God through the storms, that there is evil in the world. So those are the kind of things that are on God's bucket list.
Mm-hmm.
Yeah, the importance of that intimacy, to lean into him, to follow him. And I like that you said, I mean, yes, he wants us to enjoy swimming with the dolphins and all those things.
Yes.
You know, don't diminish. Those are good things that he wants you to enjoy. But how much better when you really know him and walk and step with the Spirit's leading to accomplish the things that are eternal.
Mm-hmm.
Amen.
I want to get back to some more of the specifics of what God would do if he wrote our bucket list and talk more about your book. But I also know you have another book coming out, Checking the Boxes Only You Can Check, 40 Ways to Make the World a Better Place. What do you want to say about that? Because that'll be out in a month or two on Amazon or something?
Yes. Oh, it'll be out actually in May. Checking the Boxes Only You Can Check, 40 Ways to Make the World a Better Place. And here's the point. Christians, these days, with all the stuff going on in this world, with all the conflict and hurt and pain and confusion and anger and untruths that are being circulated, especially about Christians and what we believe in, what we don't believe in, and how we don't care about the world, they're saying we don't care. Mark, they're saying we don't care about the world, and I care about the world. But there are things that we each have to do, and we're all different. We all have a little assignments, we'll call them. Christians need to act more like Christians. So it's 40 short chapters. A lot of my books are these short chapters that you can read. Boom, read it and get a point and get off the stage. But there are boxes. Anybody listening today, there are boxes that you are designed to check that maybe you're not checking. So checking the boxes only you can check. You can search for that online, Amazon, and order and pre-order a copy, or track me down, jpayleitner.com, and we'll figure it out.
And I'll spell that out for you. Y'all know how to spell J, J-A-Y. PAYLEITNER. PAYLEITNER.com. JPayleitner.com. And if you're driving along and you can't write that down, call the station and we'll make sure you get that. But there's over 30 books to choose from. There's so many good ones. And if you're a dad that wants to be a godly dad or invest into your grandchildren or children or how to better treat your wife, there's so many great topics. I really encourage you to stop by and find out more. But this, what if God wrote your bucket list? I think it can be a life changer for anyone, because everyone knows about things that they want to do. But let's have an eternal perspective.
Excellent. Thank you. That's exactly right. In all we do, an eternal perspective, suddenly it all makes sense. You get out of bed in the morning, and instead of saying, "Good Lord, it's morning," you say, "Good morning, Lord.
Yeah.
What do you have in store for me?"
So you set an opportunity clock, not an alarm clock.
Well, I hadn't heard that before. I might steal that, Mark. I might steal that.
You can use that one.
There you go. One more quick story. Up on the screen when I'm speaking to groups, and I'd love to come to hang out at your church and your group, I would put up, "Become like little children." Become like little children. My son, four sons and a daughter. My fourth son, we used to call him Cartoon Boy. Isaac Cartoon Boy. Isaac, of course, means laughter. Isaac from Abraham and Sarah's son. We call him Cartoon Boy because he would tie a towel around his neck and jump off coffee tables and fall on the ground and say, "This down cape didn't work." Okay. But here's the point. He was out one day, as a matter of fact, with my wife in the garden, and there was a rake. You can imagine a garden rake with the tines up, and he stepped on it. It smacked him in the forehead. And he said, it worked.
It worked.
Isaac lives in Peoria. I'm sorry if he hears this. But he knows the story. Here's the idea that we're not supposed to be childish, but childlike. God wants us to go to him as the Father. Galatians chapter 4:6 it is. Because we are his children, God has sent the Spirit of his Son into our hearts, prompting us to call out, "Abba, Father." We need to have this childlike innocence, because God's going to fill us up and teach us, because we don't have all the answers.
Right.
I know that Bernie has all the answers, right? Yeah. Bernie, do you have all the answers?
No.
And why do we think we're so smart as adults? We think we're so smart, we have all the answers, but we don't. God does. So that's one of the things. We have to become like little children, and that's one of the things on our bucket list at some place.
And in our closing minute, I want you to address this, because if you know the true character of God, you can be transparent and vulnerable because he's good and he's our advocate. He loves us. And so for the person that maybe doesn't have a good dad, or their dad never modeled godly character, how can they know God the Father better, the one true God, the God of Abraham, Isaac, and Jacob?
Mark, I'm tracking with you right there, because I have a lot of ministry to dads, and it's really tough to be a great dad if you didn't have a father yourself who was getting the job done, I do say, you know, reconcile and work on that and be a overcomer father kind of thing. But here's the point, and this is maybe a great way to end our time together, is that God's love can't be defined in human terms. Mm. God loves us who you are right now, whether you are hitting bottom, whether you are getting straight A's, whether you live in the biggest house in town, or whether you're sitting in a prison because you've made some really bad choices. Mm-hmm. God loves you and cares about you and actually literally has a plan for you that you can't even imagine, perhaps. Mm-hmm. So if you're hitting bottom, God knows that, and he still loves you, and he still wants what's going on in your life to work out, and he will use it. I can look back at my life and see the times when I've hit bottom, when I've gotten fired from jobs, and God uses it all. Mm-hmm. So whatever season of life you're in, shining bright or in the dredges, I love you. But not even remotely how God does. Thank you, Mark.
And God demonstrated that love by sending the Lord Jesus Christ. He sent his best because he cared. He wanted to redeem our lives. And he wants to spend an eternity with you, listener. He cares for you. He created you. You're fashioned different than anyone else in the whole world. He loves you, and he wants you to be a part of his world. And he wants to be a part of your bucket list. And you can find out more about this great book, What If God Wrote Your Bucket List? 52 Things You Don't Want to Miss by J. Payleitner. You can find out more at jpayleitner.com, jpayleitner.com. And just call the station. We can give you a direct link to that website. And thank you, Jay. Thank you, Bernie, for joining us for today, the Testimony Tuesday edition of Margaret Vance. And Jay, we're going to be talking about having you come to the Ministry Leaders Luncheon sometime and present to these pastors and ministry leaders, because there's so many topics that I think are appropriate for them to hear.
I will come down here to the middle of the state, below I-80, we call it, and share with you guys anytime. So appreciate it. Thank you so much.
If you missed a portion of today's broadcast, it is archived at greatnewsradio.org, also at wluj.org under the Mark and Friends tab, so you can listen to it again or listen to the portion you missed or pass it on to a friend. And so I hope you'll embrace Jay Payleitner's books and his ministry, and maybe your church, and he fills in the pulpit, he speaks to large groups, and he'd be happy to come and be used of God for your congregation or maybe FCA or whatever group that you have. He can talk on a number of topics. Find out more at jpayleitner.com or call the station, 217-367-7777, 217-367-7777. Well, thanks for listening. Thanks for being a part of our radio listening family. This is Mark Burns with the Ministry of Great News Media. God bless you and have a great day and night.